Hello.
Hi, Maddie, this is Sid. How are you doing?
I'm sorry, this is who?
Sid Peterson, we've spoken in the past, if you remember, about the property you're trying to sell in Moseley.
Okay. I'm sorry you caught me off guard here. I was on my way out. Yeah, how can
No
I help
problem.
you?
I
How
can
can I
call you
help
some
you?
other time. I was just actually reaching out to see if you've gotten any offers yet on the property as
No,
you're.
actually, yeah, no, actually, we took it off the market at this point because it's not a good time to sell it. And if you weren't the ones that buy houses, was that it? I
Yeah.
remember. Okay, well, I can't give my house away. I mean, I have to have a certain price of, bottom line.
Yeah.
That's why I took it off the market. I had it up at 280, and I've had it on for so long, and there's new bills here, and the people want the new build, not a resale. So I'm taking it off the market. I took it off the market for about a. I might take it off for about a month or two. I'm not sure at this point, but if anybody wants to give me a fair offer that I could entertain, that's fine. But if it's a lowball offer, which I understand because you guys buy houses, I understand that you have to make money. But I can't afford to lose a hell of a lot of money at this point.
Right. Okay, no problem. I just wanted to check in because I remember you said you have to sell it by July 31st.
Well, yeah, we killed the deal. We had another condo we were buying by July 31st. You're right, Sid. And we had to kill the deal because I couldn't sell it here, and I wasn't going to. I'm not giving this house away. I can't. I think. What did you want to offer me? 220 or something? I mean, I paid 288 for it, so I can't lose
I
that.
am not sure
Yeah.
how much we offered you, but you said you also had an offer of 240 last time I remember. Is
I
that
had
correct?
an offer of 240, and I wouldn't take it. I can't take 240. I can't take 240, at this point. There's a number I have in mind that I would take, but and no more than that, no less than that, and nobody's going to pay me. Whoever buys houses is not going to pay basically my bottom price, and that's just probably not going to happen. The new
Right.
bills are going for now. The new bills over here are going for like by the pond and whatever, 300 and something. I'm trying to sell it at 280. I would accept 270 cash at that point, and that's it. No, I can't go lower than that because I paid 288, 289. I'm already losing $18,000, even if I
Right.
take it at 270. So unless you're offered to get, you want to give me a cash price at 270, I'm not interested. Okay?
Have you tried listing it at that price? Have you
No,
gotten any
because if I
offers?
list it, no, if I list it at that price, okay, between the commissions and the closing, I would get 260. I can't get 260. I mean, I can't list it at, no, I would get 250. So I can't list it at 270. I just can't. I mean,
All
there's
right.
like $20,000 between commission and closing, and I just can't list it at 270. I'm not giving my house away to people. If it's a cash deal and I don't have to pay anything, and someone's going to give me 270 cash without closing, without commission, I'll take it. But if anything less than that, I cannot accept it. I'll just wait. I'm not desperate. I'm not desperate to move at this point. I'll just wait until the right time. So if you could offer me 270, or whoever you work for can offer me 270, that wouldn't be a bad deal. But other than that, I say
Right.
thank you for calling, and what else could I say? Okay.
No problem. Thank you for your time,
All
Sid.
right. Take care. Bye bye.
Have a good one. Bye.